My subject this evening is based on Psalm of David and Psalm 9. It is a single word study, and it is based on verse 10. And my topic or my subject is description of distinct people. This particular verse in Psalm 9. Psalm 9 is wonderful. It has 20 verses, but my particular point is based on verse 10. This is because whenever I go to different places, I see a problem in and among churches and among Christians, and this problem is making me burdened and overburdened from time to time, because you expect when you go to church and you expect when you be among Christians that Christians would know the Lord, our God. But I see from time to time that there is a lack of knowledge of the Lord. So this particular verse I'm going to read you now, verse 10 says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." So the grammatical structure, I put it like that from grammatical point of view. But we will go through this particular verse. And my subject, as I mentioned, is description of distinct people. This verse is describing, my first point is describing a particular group of people that are described just on number 10. And my first point, the psalmist here in Psalm 9 verse 10 mentioned a particular group of people, and he says, "And they that know thy name." There are these people who are mentioned by the psalmist. These are they. They are a group of people, and they are characterized and described distinctively than any other kind of people in the world. And these are the minority, if you like, but they know the name of the Lord. The true believers in this world are becoming minority, because of their true knowledge, true belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are completely distinct than any other people. It is a privilege and it is an honor, I believe. Knowing God is a privilege, and knowing God is an honor. And it can be done by ourselves, and it can be done by the grace and by the help of the Lord. When the Lord opens our mind and our understanding, we know Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this knowledge makes people of the Lord, distinctive than any other kind of people in the world. Whether we are colored or uncolored people, the knowledge of God makes us distinct than any other kind of people. They are described, as the word says, "and they that know thy name." So this is a description. I like it. They that know thy name. These are people who knows and who know the name of the Lord in their life and in their understanding. These people have a knowledge above anyone in the entire world, and they have practical or experiential knowledge. This kind of knowledge in the Bible, you have heard Dr. Weigel several times that knowledge in the Bible, both in Old Testament Hebrew and in the New Testament, can be two kind of knowledge: perceptual knowledge and experiential knowledge. When this knowledge is spoken here, it is actually experiential knowledge. It is not perceptual knowledge. Of course, perceptual knowledge can lead people to experiential knowledge, but this one is actually experiential knowledge. So there are distinct people who knows the Lord for themselves, and they know him and they know his name in experience. They know that that knowledge helps them to understand the meaning and the purpose of life, and it changed their lives, changed their worldview, and changed their character, and makes them people of God, and it helps them to walk according to the knowledge that is imparted in themselves. So this is a knowledge known by they who believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by them who believe the name of God himself. So this is a description of distinct people. There are not many people in the world clearly knowing the name of the Lord and the name of God as it should be known. So we are the minority, and we must be thankful by knowing the name of the Lord. And my next point is, what does thy name signify? This particular thy name signifies an important point. So I will go and describe this if the PowerPoint will be passing to the next point. What does thy name signify? It is important to see these truths. Let me read again the verse. And they that know thy name, and it continues into the next portion of the statement. But my point here is, what does thy name signify? It signifies very, very vital thing. In this world, there are so many religions, and many religions have given the name of their so-called God their own name according to their intention or speculation. But this particular verse tells us that our God has name. He has a name. And there are so many names of our God. But this signifies that our God is known by his name, and he has a name and can be known by his name. There are many who personally know him and walk with him. His name represents who he is. So the name of our God, I will mention one thing after I mention some of the things, but I will wait till I come to that point. There is no one who gave the name of God for our God. This is a point that must be known by the people of God. No one has given the name of God for our God. Our God declared and revealed himself for his people. He is the one who says, you can call me by this name. Even this morning in Sunday school, our brother says, was explaining the name of God in Exodus chapter 3. I will come to that particular place later on. He himself revealed it. And due to that, we don't have any confusion about who he is, because he revealed it, and he revealed it himself, and we know that it is revealed by himself, and we do not have any confusion to speculate about what the name of God is. But his name reveals his greatness. I have written it in my PowerPoint. His name reveals his faithfulness, and his name reveals his wisdom and his might. He is the Almighty Lord. He revealed himself like that. His name revealed who he is, his person, his might, his mercy, his grace, his love. We can list many things related to this. His name reveals that he is the triune nature God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So our God, thy name, as it is written here, signifies that he has a name, and no one has given his name to himself. You may remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was about to be born from Virgin Mary, the angel appeared to Joseph, who was looking after her and who was about to get married with her. And the angel told Joseph that he would give him a name. And the name, his name, he said, as the prophet mentioned, is Emmanuel, the Lord with us. And he told him he should call him Jesus, because he saves his people from their sins. So even the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is not given by human beings. You know, in this world, if I invent something, and if I have given it a name, the patent right would go to me. In Israel culture, if you have a child and if you give your child a name, a particular name, that means you have authority, like a patent right, or you have something special obligation to fulfill on that particular child, or and so on. But on the Lord, there is no one who has authority over the name of the Lord. He is the one who revealed it, and he is the one who declared it to us, and we have the benefit of knowing that particular declaration and distinct nature of the name of our Lord. So distinct things are mentioned about the name of the Lord throughout the Bible. There are distinct things mentioned in the Bible related to his name. And in my second slide, I want to talk about one particular verse where the name of the Lord is mentioned. If you see one verse about the name, in Proverbs 18, verse 10, the word of God says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe." So you can see how in this particular one verse, the name of the Lord is mentioned. Just let me remind you once again, Psalm 9, verse 10. "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee." So the name of the Lord can be known by his own people who trusted on him. And the name of the Lord in this particular verse in Proverbs 18, verse 10, says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It is a tower. What kind of tower it is? It is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It means it is a firm tower which cannot be moved or removed by human or angelic powers. So no one can move the power of the name of the Lord. This is a special privilege that is given to the people of the Lord. If you know the name of the Lord, and as it is described in Proverbs 18, verse 10, when we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, we can have shelter from this strong tower. We can get refuge from this strong tower. We can be comforted and get strength from this strong tower, which is the name of our Lord. So in our age and in our time, many people are worrying about almost everything. I was in Kansas City a few weeks ago before I went to Ethiopia. And when I came back, after I passed the security gate, my computer was in my backpack, and including the computer, I have this Kindle book, and it was in my bag, and so they stayed my bag there, and they wanted to know to whom it belongs, and they asked me what is inside. And I told them, I have a Kindle book. But one lady came across, and she asked me, "Have you stored the food? Have you stored the food?" She repeatedly saying to me this. And I looked at her, "What are you talking? And she said, have you stored the food? I told her, I'm Christian. I don't have to store the food, to store food, because I trust the Lord. And I don't have to do that. I don't have to go to shopping and worried and get weary. And she's telling me there may be a nuclear war coming just soon. So unless you store food, go to shop and store food. What will happen to you is the message. And I told her, I'm Christian. I believe in the Lord. I trust him. I don't have to be worried. So many people are worried. They are worried of politics. They are worried of economy. They are worried of what to eat and what to do. But these distinct people, they that know the name of the Lord, always are privileged and distinct, and they are not worried when people are worrying. They are not going to be greedy when people are going to be greedy. They are not going to be hateful when people are going to be hateful, because they are distinctively described as someone who knows the name of the Lord. So it makes a difference. Knowing the name of the Lord makes a difference between us and others. This one verse, I have another slide about it. The name of the Lord is a strong and firm tower. We can go to his name and we can have so many things from him. Look what the second part of the verse says in Proverbs 18. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. So the righteous, who is the righteous? The righteous is the one who knows the name of the Lord for himself. If you know the name of the Lord, and if you trust on him, and if you believe in him, and if you are really trusting in him, you will be called righteous. So the righteous who knows the name of the Lord, when problems arise and when people are worrying, he or she do not have to worry, but they have to run to the name of the Lord, which is the strong tower, and they will be safe and safe. The one who knows his name, who is called righteous, will run to the name of the Lord. The result in Proverbs 18:10 is safety, assurance, protection from him. You may know one thing in the life in this world and in America, in Ethiopia, everywhere, there is no safe place at all in the entire world. But this Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10 tells us the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and righteous runs into it and be safe. So there is only safe place. The only safe place in the entire world is running to the name of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that there is one safe place. It is the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower, a mighty fortress, and a hiding place in this desert and wicked world. So this one verse tells us about the name of the Lord. And my second point, which is related to the Sunday school teaching by our brother Seth, is unique name of the Lord. In Exodus 3:14, we have a declaration of the name of the Lord by our Lord himself. The Lord was asked by Moses when Moses was lost and found, just at the place of that burning bush. He asked the Lord, what shall I say when people are asking me, who sent you? And the Lord God said his name, and he said, my name is I am that I am. I have written the Hebrew, Ihye, Esher Ihye. That means I am that I am, literal translation. And he is the self-existing God, self-sufficient, the only true and living God, always there, always, always there. He never changes at all, always here. He has no bound for his presence. Past, present, and future is explanation for us. But for him, there is no past. There is no future. He is always, he is. He is always, he is. So we can have this comfort and strength from the name of the Lord, who is always, I am that I am. The Hebrew, if we directly translate it, I exist, that I exist. He always exists. There is no time that he never exists. So he is always existing. And his unique name is mentioned in the Bible in several places. He is Elohim, and he is Adonai, the ruler and the governor of the entire world and the universe as well. As well, he is El Shaddai, who has every ability to do. He is Almighty God. He is Emmanuel, the Lord with us, God with us. He is Jesus, as I mentioned earlier. Even the name of Jesus was named by God himself. No one has given God name, and no one has authority on the name of God. He is the one who has authority over himself, and he is the one who declares his name for us. Friends, the name of the Lord can be known. And this particular verse, Psalm 9 verse 10, and they that know thy name, tells us that his name can be known by some group of people who are believers, true believers. So I'm glad this evening we are all believers and who know the name of the Lord, our God. So it can be known experientially, because the knowledge is experiential knowledge, not perceptual knowledge or theoretical knowledge. They that know his name are testifying for us that his name can be known by us too. So we can know him, and we can have true fellowship and true communion with our God, who is the Almighty, all-knowing. What a privilege it is to know the name of the Lord. His name can be known by his from his revealed truth. We can know him as he is revealed his name to us. What a blessing it is to know his name. I never stop mentioning this, because I found it a great privilege to know the name of the Lord, to have fellowship with him, and to trust on him, and to believe in him, and to have that life that can come from his presence. My next point is the work of these distinct people. So verse 10 is showing me that there are distinct people, and they that know thy name. These distinct people. But what is the work of these distinct people? Let me see the next statement next to the first statement. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. These distinct people have a special work to do after the knowledge of the name of the Lord. After trusting him, after knowing him, after having right relationship with him, they have a work to do. These are two things to be done by these people. So you, if you know the name of the Lord, have to do these two things, based on this particular verse. The first one is they put their trust on him. So you can see, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. So the first requirement the people of God would do when they know his name is putting their trust on him. He is the one to be trusted. He is faithful. They know that he is all-sufficient, all-knowing, almighty, omnipotent, and omnipresent. He is everywhere, not on everything, as pantheists are saying, but he is always there. He is self-sufficient God. So when we know that he is like that, Our first requirement is to put our trust on Him, to affirm that He is the true and living God. He will never fail us, because He is almighty, He is compassionate, He is so kind. So they that know Him, they put their trust in Him. That means they trust on Him, and they make Him their refuge, as Proverbs 18 verse 10 told us. And their consolation and their protection comes from Him. And they put Him as their own shepherd, their leader, and their counselor, and their own personal healer. He will be our personal healer, our personal counselor. He will be our personal shepherd. He will be our personal guidance, and He will be everything for us. Of course, He will be our true Father, our Father, our Father. We call Him our Father in heaven. So they will be putting their trust on Him for everything, and they know that He is trustworthy in everything. So these distinct people are described distinct because they know the name of the Lord for themselves. I didn't mention one thing when I was mentioning about describing these distinct people. You know, the name of the Lord can be known by each one of us. It is something that we should know personally. Pastor can preach and can teach, but he cannot know the name of the Lord for you. And we must know the name of the Lord for ourselves. When we know the name of the Lord for ourselves, we can be benefited from His blessing and His protection and His guidance and His fatherhood and so on, I mentioned. So they put their trust on Him. The verse says this one. And the second one is similar to that. And it says, For you, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So the second point they should do, the work of distinct people, is they should seek after Him. So we must seek after Him. Oh, friends, people in this world are seeking so many things. They seek peace in their own way. They seek pleasure in their own way, most often in sinful practices and experiences. They seek prosperity on their own way. There are many who seek so many things in their own way, and we witness, I personally witnesses, that they have not profited a lot. They lost and they bankrupted because they are not seeking Him in the way they should seek Him. So, but these distinct people described and brought out for us in Psalm 9 verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust first in Him. And the second one is they seek after Him. So if we know Him, we seek after Him. But you see, those that know His name will seek Him. I have so many friends here to mention as a true testimony for this particular verse. Knowing the name of the Lord makes them different. Of course, all of you, but I could mention few people as my friends here, Dave and Nancy, always be here for four services. It's amazing. And also, I would love to mention Pat Kaiser. After those all things, I've never seen him being absent from this place. She comes Wednesday, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, even at her age now. This is what is testified by people. Those who know the name of the Lord, they put their trust on Him and they seek after Him. It's amazing. If you don't know the name of the Lord, you are not showing true testimony and witness that you trusted the Lord and that you seek the Lord. So I also would love to mention our brother Bud. What a testimony he has. It's amazing. After he has got his salvation, I know when he got saved, and I have seen when he was baptized here. But it's amazing. He is here always, even after that incident. So this is a criteria. This is a description of a distinct kind of people, a people of the Lord who know the name of their Lord, our God. My next point is the blessing of distinct people. There is a blessing for distinct people. Let me read again verse 10, and it says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that will seek thee." What is the blessing of knowing the name of the Lord? Many people may not see and understand what a blessing it is to know the name of the Lord for ourselves. It has a blessing. Verse 9 ended by mentioning few things. "For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them." So those who know the name of the Lord, and those who put their trust on him, and those who are always seeking after him and putting their trust and their hope and their consolation and their trust on him, they will not be forsaken by the Lord. This is the word of God. This is not my word. It says, "For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them." They will never be forsaken. He will not abandon them. He keeps them, protects them. He guards them day and night. You know the promise in Psalms, your Lord and your God never sleeps and slumbers. He always keeps and protects and guards you, is a promise that is mentioned in the Bible. What a blessing it is to know the name of the Lord and to be found in him and to be his people. So he does this by his mighty power and wisdom. He protects us. He consoles us. He comforts us. He strengthens us. So what amazing thing it is to know the name of the Lord. People and friends may abandon you, forget you, but he will never forget you. This is his duty. If you know him, he never did this in history. You know the history of Abraham. You know the history of Isaac. You know the history of Jacob. You know the history of the people of God. I should mention one thing here. I've got a book I was desiring to get for many, many years. Brother Seth wanted to give away his books. And I found that book. I'm in the midst of many books. And that is a book where many people at the end of their day, what they say at the end of their day is recorded. Some people passed by mentioning so many sad things, but some people passed by mentioning what a glorious thing is waiting for them. So, you see, when you trust in the Lord, when you know him personally, there is nothing that makes you fearful. Everything is according to his wisdom and kindness. And the blessing, I will continue, he will answer your prayers. He will be with you always. He will never abandon you. And you will get safety in him. As Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runs into it, and he will be safe. So we will be safe unless he wills it otherwise. So always he is our protection. You will get peace and joy in him. You can walk with him. You can witness his protecting love and kindness. These are the blessings of those who know the name of the Lord for themselves. I have few things to mention in my next slide. The blessings of distinct people. In my closing thought, I want to mention what is written about this in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 15. This morning, in my morning message, I mentioned this chapter, Isaiah 43, but verse 25. But now, Isaiah 43, 1 to 15. I'm not going to read all of it, but I would love to mention few things about the blessing of the people who know the name of the Lord. Let me read from verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. I will read up to verse 7. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. So these all promises are for those who are the people of God. And the Lord called his people by a special name. And he says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. And it is true. He knows us by our name. Every one of us by our name. And no one has to tell him. He knows all of us by his almighty wisdom and all-knowing nature. So he promised to be with them in difficult times. He promised nothing would harm them, even if they pass through the rivers and through the fire. He promised so many things for them, for his people who knows his name. So this Psalm chapter 9, Psalm number 9 rather, is amazing. I found it helpful and encouraging to see distinct people and what they are going to do and what the Lord is also doing for them. They never, never forsake you if you know his name. May he help us to know his name and be blessed by the blessing comes from knowing him and himself, his name, his kindness and protection. Finally, I would love, brothers and sisters, I would encourage you to know himself. You may say, I know him. Yes, of course, you know him. But knowing him has no end. We must grow and grow and grow in knowing him till we go to glory. So what a blessing it is to know the name of the Lord and to put our trust on him and to seek him and to do not be forsaken by him every day and every single minute and seconds by his amazing knowledge and kindness. May the Lord bless us. Let us pray together. Our gracious Lord, eternal Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you that there are distinct people described by your word in Psalm 9, verse 10. We thank you for this wonderful passage that we have dealt with. And we plead before your presence that please increase our knowledge of yourself. Help us to grow in knowing you more and more. When people in the entire world are worrying about so many things, trusting on you by knowing you is the only medicine and the only remedy that can help us from being worried and distressed. So help us, we pray. And we pray that your presence would be magnified among us. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his glory. Amen.